Hi, this is Anne-Marie, and this is another quick tip from my 30 Tips to Distinction series, which I'm featuring on this podcast, specifically for coaches and consultants to help you go from invisible to influential, a trusted authority in your industry, the choice versus just a choice when your ideal client's ready to move forward. Here's today's tip. So today I want to address another area which can keep you stuck and from becoming distinguishable, uncopyable, and irresistible. And that is comparing yourself to other people, either in your industry or just, you know, when you're scrolling through your social media and you're looking at the wider community, to the point where it can debilitate you. In fact, comparing yourself to others is sometimes known as the comparison syndrome or even the compare and despair effect. So when you compare yourself to others, the feeling of inadequacy and that you don't quite measure up or that you should be far more advanced than you are can often happen. Now, Theodore Roosevelt said, comparison is the thief of joy. And he was right. So focusing and measuring yourself up to what others are doing, well, that is a complete waste of time. In fact, a healthier approach would be to compare yourself to who you were yesterday and use that to drive you forward. Or when you do see what other people are doing and they look like they're doing incredible things, use that to drive you forward as well by saying, wow, look at what is possible. Because if it's possible for him or for her, it's possible for me too. And guess what? It is possible for you too. You know, one of my favorite Bible verses is from Psalm 139, verse 14. I praise you for I'm fearfully and wonderfully made. Wonderful are your works. My soul knows it very well. So me, and you, in fact, every single one of us has been created with a unique set of gifts and talents. We're fearfully and wonderfully made. So by comparing yourself to other people and falling into that trap of the compare and despair only has you devalue your own gifts and talents, which, by the way, someone else is probably looking at you and longing that they had your gifts, talents, and skills. So value them. Value the journey that you have walked, the challenges that you have overcome, the hardships that you've had to endure, because guess what? They have shaped your character and they've developed you into the person you are today. Unique, uncopyable, fearfully and wonderfully made. Continue to focus on that, not what other people are doing. And as I mentioned earlier, if you are going to compare yourself to anyone else, compare yourself to who you were yesterday and aim to make incremental improvements as you continue to evolve and expand your knowledge and experience every single day. Deal? You've been listening to another tip from my 30 Tips to Distinction series. I'll be back with another tip next week. In the meantime, this is a special message if you're a coach or a consultant. Are you struggling to stand out online? Maybe you feel unnoticed, unheard, and invisible. Go ahead and access my free masterclass on how to become distinguishable, uncopyable, and irresistible to your ideal client, even if you're in a crowded marketplace. Go to industrythoughtleaderacademy.com/distinguishable message. That's industrythoughtleaderacademy.com/distinguishable message. I'll see you in the masterclass.